Dr. Ali Khaki, a surgeon in Lincoln City, remembers being a military doctor in Baghdad under Saddam Hussein in the late 80s. There was devastation and the pressure was intense.
We were fighting. We operate day and night. Like, we operate continuously. We looked in the window, it's daytime. We operate, and it's now night. And then we operate daytime again until the other crew come and relieve us.
Foreseeing no end to war, he decided to leave Iraq and chose the U.S. for professional reasons.
I believe the American medicine is the best in the world. My dream was to get the American Boards of Surgery.
Khaki is one of 2,000 immigrants in Oregon who are doctors, 14% of the total.
These immigrant doctors are amazing.
Dr. Bob Dannenhofer represents the Oregon Medical Association and is the health officer for Douglas County, which has long relied on foreign-born and trained physicians.
From Romania, Syria, a number of doctors from India, Peru, a doctor from Nepal. The doctors that come to the United States are the cream of the crop in their countries. Doctors overall are a really hard-working group, but these foreign-born doctors really have a work ethic.
By geography, nearly half of the state of Oregon is categorized as medically underserved, from Astoria to Brookings, from Reedsport to Roseburg to Riley. Mark Overbeck, who directs the state's primary care office, says the shortages are serious.
We have profound shortages in places like Drane-Yoncalla in Douglas County, and Florence, and Veneta, to take some of the areas in just Lane and Douglas County.
Dr. Leslie Ogden, who heads Samaritan North Lincoln Hospital, says one of the main reasons is fairly simple.
Up until very recently, we've only had one medical school in all of our state, and we have not kept up with development of our own physician core.
Lincoln County has also relied on immigrant doctors, but there's still a shortage. So now Samaritan North's hospitals in Lincoln City and Newport have decided to join what's called the J-1 program, where foreign medical students can stay in Oregon if they agree to serve at least 3 years in underserved areas. But in a way, the coastal county is swimming against the tide.
About the time we decided to start up our program again was when we started seeing a lot of stressors on the immigration system from the political side of things. And we were just like, oh no, this is going to hurt us.
Oregon has 350 J-1 physicians, including Ehsan Hazrat, a primary care doctor originally from Afghanistan who works in the Peace Health Clinic in College Grove. He says the benefits go both ways.
It has a good positive impact also on the people who come here, the immigrant themselves. They would actually reach their potential, their children, and have good schools that they could go to.
In a few months, Hazrat will be free to leave College Grove and work anywhere in the U.S.
But I'm not planning, because there is a need, and then you get a lot of respect from your patients, and you develop a relationship with these patients. Most of these doctors, I could leave after 3 years, but they stay for 30, 25 years until they retire.
The shortage of physicians is expected to increase, but Oregon may have an advantage over some other areas of the country. It seems to be more welcoming to immigrants, judged by things like its participation in a lawsuit to stop the travel ban and its sanctuary status. The state's Mark Overbeck.
Over the past several years, as I think the story of Oregon has become better known internationally, people have chosen to come here. Oregon has a great reputation for progressive health care.
Dr. Ali Khaki, the Samaritan North Lincoln surgeon and a Muslim, says Oregon's reputation for tolerance is one reason he came here, and that was borne out back on 9/11.
Our home phones start calling one after the other. They are parents of our kids' friends in the school. We don't know them. It's like a mother, an adopted mother. You know, you love your mother, but you love your adopted mother. It's the same feeling.
Khaki says he'll spend the rest of his career in Oregon, the state that has embraced him. I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.